would be your words this morning. Jesus, guide us in this time as we seek to humble ourselves before you on this Ash Wednesday, and as we seek to honor you during the season of Lent. We pray these things in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, today is Ash Wednesday, and it marks the beginning of a new church season, Lent. As part of the worldwide Anglican Church, we're members of a liturgical church, and our worship through the year is marked by seasons, dating back some 1,500 years. The changing of the church seasons is marked by the changing of church colors. Now, if you're like me, you may not notice those details in the sanctuary, like the changing of colors. A few weeks back, I don't know many noticed, but everyone else had on green and I had on white. I hadn't noticed that Epiphany has 2 weeks in white and then 2 weeks in green. I missed that one. Honestly, after my own wedding, when we were looking at the pictures, my wife and I exposed this aspect of my character when I exclaimed, "Wow, look at those flowers. Were they there the whole time?" If you're like me, you may not have noticed that the move into the season of Lent caused the church colors changing from green of Epiphany to purple. You have in your hands a resource. This was created for our children's ministry, and I think it's very helpful in understanding the seasons and the colors of the church. We're not going to spend a lot of time with this, but I want to mention the significance of the colors this morning. You notice that green is the primary color in the year, most of the time. It marks the largest portion of the church year. Green universally symbolizes life and growth. It symbolizes harvest. And in the church, it symbolizes ministry. Green marks Jesus' ministry during the season after the Epiphany. And then it marks the mission and ministry of the church and Jesus' ministry after the arrival of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Now we turn our attention to white, which symbolizes light, purity, and joy. It looks like there's a break in the wheel there, but that's the white. It marks the arrival of light into the church calendar. The advent, the arrival, the birth of Jesus Christ at Christmas, and the arrival of salvation in Jesus Christ through his resurrection from the grave Easter morning. Red almost universally symbolizes love, and it symbolizes fervor and fire. Thus, it marks the arrival of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Red also symbolizes blood, and thus it marks with a thin line of red on this wheel Jesus' death on the cross. Purple is the second most prominent color in the church year, and it marks this new season of Lent. Purple's a color symbolizing royalty. It's a color featured prominently in the accounting of God giving instructions to Moses for the temple. The linens, many of them were purple, richly adorned. While purple also symbolizes penitence and humility in the church. And this has always intrigued me. Purple symbolizing two seemingly opposite traits, royalty and majesty on the one hand, and then humility and penance or repentance on the other. For me, that contradiction doesn't make sense until I remember that Jesus was cloaked in a robe that was purple as he was being prepared for his execution. The soldiers draped a purple robe over Jesus' battered body, and that's recorded in Mark 15 and John 19. So purple, as a royal color, was used by Jesus' executioners to humiliate him, to mock him as the so-called King of the Jews. They put the purple robe on him, and then they put a crown of thorns on his head, and they beat him, and they spit on him. Purple was worn by Jesus in John's account as Jesus stood before the crowd and as he was sentenced to death. From John 19, beginning with verse 4, Pilate went out again and said to them, "See, I'm bringing out him I'm bringing him out to you so that you may know that I found no guilt in him. So Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said to them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Purple reminds us of Jesus' extraordinary humility. God the Son, living in flesh, willingly going to his death to pay the price for your sin, for my sin, and for the sin of the whole world. Purple, therefore, marks the penitential seasons of preparation, Advent and Lent, as we remember Jesus' humility to live as one of us, born as an infant, to die on the cross for you and for me, so that through faith in his name, through faith in his name alone, we receive forgiveness of our sins and the promise of new life now and eternal life after death. These 40 days of Lent, they also match the 40 days spent by Moses as he was on the mountain receiving the law from God. That was recorded in Exodus 34. It also mirrors the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness as he prepared for his ministry, and really as he prepared for his death. Both men here enduring 40 days totally dependent on the Lord, with no food, with no water. They were sustained spiritually by the presence of God alone as they fasted. My prayer for each of you is that you'll mark these 40 days of Lent with fasting in denial of something. And I pray that it'll be something that you will miss. And then in the missing of whatever it is, you'll be reminded to pray, to seek the Lord, and to depend on the Lord first, as both Moses and Jesus had to depend on the Lord in their fast. May the Lord, who is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love, may he spiritually nourish you, renew your soul, renew your faith and your life as you turn to and depend on him during this Lent. I also pray that you might seek to follow some spiritual discipline during these 40 days. Maybe reading a scripture at a particular time each day during the 40 days, or times during the day. Maybe praying at a particular time or times each day. I know the Lord will guide each of you in something. I hope it's something you're not already doing, but that it's something new, something different to mark the season of Lent and to turn in a fresh way toward the Lord. May this not be 40 days of empty fasting, as we heard about in our passage from Isaiah. Empty rituals to gain esteem for you, or empty practices which do nothing to restore you at all. That misses the point. I pray that every time you see purple this Lent, whether in the midst of worship or whether in the world, that in seeing that purple, you're reminded of Jesus' humble sacrifice for you and of the new life you have in his name. May your 40 days of Lent bring renewal to your heart, your faith, and your life, as you're spiritually fed and nourished in your disciplines, as you declare your dependence on God during your cravings in denial of whatever it is you choose to fast from. Lord Jesus, you only are life, and only through faith in your name as Messiah and Savior do we have new life now and the promise of eternal life soon. Jesus, it's only by dependence on you and your living word that we will ever be satisfied and restored. To you be all glory, and in your powerful name we pray this morning. Amen.